Γεια σας, προσοχή κρυπέα, ήρθατος, βανίτσα, καλούς πατορουβέσσα, κρυπάκο, κρυπέδοτσα, πατήτα, αμάν, Namo Mahabhadanaya Krishna Prema Pradaya Krishna Aya Krishna Chaitanya Gaura Krishna He Krishna Karuna Sindha Dina Bandho Jalapate Gopesa Gopika Chanda Radha Kanna Stana Saptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishwadhamu Sudeve Pranamami Hare
I'm glad to come here in Sri Radha Govinda Gauriya Math. I'm also very much glad that all the devotees, we went to preach everywhere in England in cyclic order, and again we are coming, returning here. So many devotees gathered everywhere. They honored Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They also honored Harinam Sankirtan. Our Sankirtan movement was so good, so sweet, that everyone liked it. All danced during Harinam Sankirtan. So I think that as my preaching was good and successful in Holland, or preaching in England also is so successful. I know that here we are all devotees. So I want to tell something. The process in which we can develop our Krishna consciousness, this is the main object of the life and all our devotional actions, activities. So you all know that worldly sense gratification and collecting wealth so much will not make us happy in this world. It is a real truth. Also we know that we are not this physical body. And anything for the sense gratification we will collect, they cannot make us happy. So we are going to tell something from the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which were in the heart of Srila Raghunath Goswami. He has collected much more for Sarup Damodar, and he has also collected from Arupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. And he is writing some slokes for the benefit of conditional souls who have some Shraddha. Shraddha means? Shraddha. And those who want to develop this Shraddha, into real bhakti. Real love and affection for Krishna. I'm not going to tell all these things. These are for general persons. I'm only going to tell something, process, which he discovered from all the teachings of his superiors. And he's not telling to others, but he's telling to his mind only. Oh mind, not all you should see. Because all the Mahabhagavat, they see that all are superior to me. And they are engaged in the service of his divine couple with divine affection and love. So they will not tell anything to others. In this vision of Narada Goswami, Kansa was serving to Krishna. So much serving. If Kansa was not there, no Bhagavatam at all. So he is serving. If no Jagai Madai serving, then no one can know and realize the glory of Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No one could have known that name is so powerful that it can change even a terrible persons. So, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is not telling to others but to his mind. But we should know that his these all the teachings of Srila Raghunath Goswami were for of us, the conditioned souls. Having some Shraddha, if they have no Shraddha, they cannot take all these things. There are so many kinds of devotees. They can be told as a devotee from beginners and to last bhava bhakti, but all are sadhana. Like a student, not learned even to write A and B, but having some red books with some photos and going to school, they are also a student. And those who are studying in MA graduation classes, they are also a student. So all are student, beginning from Shraddha to Bhav Avastha. So Raghunath Das Goswami is telling that if you have Shraddha, then you can hear. Otherwise no effect will be on your heart. So there are so many devotees. So if has a strong faith on bhakti, it means that a strong faith on guru, a strong faith on devotees. If no strong faith, then don't listen, because it will not affect. And those who have a strong faith on this guru, Vaishnavas, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Chaitanya, then you should listen and try to develop accordingly. So you are going to. So we are going to explain the first slope. And we should try to listen very patiently and carefully and try to observe all these things. Otherwise we cannot advance. The teachings are not
secretary.
It is not for this party and not for that party. No party at all. For all those who want to
make progress.
Progress and to serve Radha and Krishna and to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is all that. So you should not type only in your records. We are in black records. But try to take it in your this what? Computer. Very big and very endless computer is here. Krishna has given automatic. Try to use this computer. This guy that can be broken. That can be but this is very Vishwasyogya.
That's cool.
This is this will never cheat us.
It is favorable.
Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has written this slok from very heart of the core of the heart. And only the realized souls will understand. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a realized soul and he was Rupanuga Vaishnava in the line of Rupa and Raghunath. So he has given some lines, outlines to understand this. And I am also giving explanation in the line of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. What he has told, I have explained. Gurau Gushthe Gushtha Laishu Sujane Bhu Surugane Swamantre Sinamni Prajidvatanda Sarane Sada Dambham Hitva Kuru Ratin Apurvam Atitam Aye Swanta Bhata Chatubhirace Chatubhirjace Dhritipada Dhritapada. Oh my abodh mind, foolish mind, you don't know anything. So you should listen. I'm telling for your benefit. So you should listen very carefully and try to observe and try to be established in these lines. Each word has so deep meaning. This will only remember, but don't try to go in deep, then we cannot follow. He is telling, not ordering. He is not going to control mind with very love and affection, calling his like very bosom friends are like brothers, younger brothers. I am giving my hands and heads to your lotus feet, O mind, but you don't know. I am telling you. I am requesting you that you should give up dambham. I will explain further what is called dambha. And then give up your all kinds of dumbs. You should have very faith and honor and you should try to follow them unconditionally. Being surrendered to their lotus feet. First, in the lotus feet of Gurudev, you have so much honor for Rati. Rati means bhav or Rati. Priti. In Brajadham, Goshthe. Goshthe means Brajadham. I will also explain all these things. Brajavasi, those who
lives in Braj.
In Braja. By their soul, by their mind, and by their body. ache bodily but not mentally and heartily, they are not Vrajavasi. But those who are not living by bodily but mentally, they are there, they may be accepted as Vrajavasis. But first class Vrajavasi, bodily, by mind, by soul, everything. Vaishnava Jana, those who are Vaishnava, bona fide Vaishnava, we should always try to follow them, to honor them. If you are not honoring them, you are derailed, you will be derailed. We are derailed. So, if you will not do this, then you will never come online. We are derailed, actually. Brahmana, who are living in Braja, and they are Brahmins, but they are also following Varnashram Dharma. Varnashram Dharma, you know, Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, and they are proud of that I am Brahmin. And they worship all the gods. And Krishna also in the same line. So we should also have some honor for them. We have so much honor for our mantra, what Guru has given us, what he has given mantra. They are far going beyond the endless ocean of birth and death, sorrows and sufferings. And after that, it will give some relation and attract to Krishna. And then Bhagavan Nam, himself Krishna, himself Sri Radhika. No difference at all. And you should honor and try to have affection to Nava Kishore Kishori. Who is Nava Kishore Kishori? Eternal and
Divine Kapoor.
Divine Kapoor. New in second. New. Srimati Radhika asks his Sati that who is he? I have never seen him. Lalita told that you have coming from the lap of that person and you are seeing, telling that who is he? I have never seen. So yes, this is the character of this divine love. So Krishna is saying in new. When we are going by car or by cycle or by on foot, a beautiful person or beautiful lady is coming, Kishori is coming. We try to go some fast steps, we should go and look. No? And then see that beautiful thing, lady or leda, anything.
Lady or leda.
Something. Then we will never look after. Wow. But Krishna is so beautiful. New and new become. He will never be old. Never, never. Anyone who will see Radhika and Krishna, especially Krishna when the threefold playing on his float with so melody, anyone cannot give up. So we should do so much nirantarjamayi,
continuously,
like A honey is given from there, and a link from up to bottom. No
gap.
No gap. Or bhakti should be like that in all these things. If lacking any one of this, then take anyone not is there. If had no another Gurudev, you cannot have anyone. If you have not any of them, then any of them are not there. Each have linked together. If you are doing so much service to your Gurudev, Radha, Krishna, Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu, Sri Dham, everything, but if you are against Vaishnavas, then what will be? It will ruin everything. So he is telling. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the meaning of this. I have told in general the meanings. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling that all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas should follow this. If they are not following, they are not Gaudiya Vaishnavas. They are not even Vaishnavas. By lot of fortune, from previous
past birth impressions,
we can have some shraddha. But shraddha, it should be related to Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If it is not related to them, then this is not shraddha. Gurudev is worshipable because he gives this link. He sahayata karta, he helps. If he not helps and he creates trouble, he should be given at once. Any devotee who is telling that I am devotee, pure devotee, but you cannot go in any better association, then he is not bona fide Krishna. So if there is a shraddha to have to serve Krishna and Radha, to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Baldev Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, they should hear all these things. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling that those who are out of all kinds of honors, all kinds of offenses, and giving the relation with Krishna to all jivas, conditioned souls, and he should be Bhagavata, that is called Diksha Guru, who gives relation to all conditioned souls, that your relation with Krishna is permanent and you should serve. He is called Diksha Guru and he is Bhagavat Sarup. And those who in the same line, in the same rank, give him what is the process of serving Guru, Vaishnava, Hari, how to chant name. These are called Diksha Guru. They are both in same category, like Rup and Sanatana, Diksha Guru and Sikha. Not quarreling between them. This is my kingdom, this is my kingdom, you cannot come to this my kingdom. And he will tell that, this is my kingdom. No, not like this. So, both are in the same line. So we should by discharge them from core of the heart. Gurudev has been called in all shastras, all epics. That is Sakshatharitvena. Sakshathari. But possessing the quality of Hari, but yet his servant is not himself Vishaya Vigraha Krishna. He gets the service of Krishna and Radha. And having the, all the qualities of Krishna, like Krishna, is the embodiment of Krishna mercy. So, we should not tell him, take him like he is a general man, human body, like us. We should see that he has descended by the order of Krishna to help us. He should be honored. Brajadham. What is the meaning of Brajadham? To honor Gokul, where Krishna took birth. Vrindavan, Nandagaon, Barsana, Javar, Govardhan, Shyamkund, Radhakund. Where the pastimes of Krishna is going eternally. These are all called Brajadham. We should honor. If we can go not there, we can honor by mind if we want to have that frame. Because that frame always lives in Vrindavan, not anywhere else. So, they are so much connected to each other that they cannot be divided. Here he has told that we should have Rati, that if anyone is telling that all the shastras, all the epics, Mahabharata, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitam, is telling that we should do bhajan. Only shastra is telling that you should do bhajan. So, anywhere we can live and do bhajan, what is the benefit to be in Vrindavan only and to serve? And to chant and to remember, you know, Vrindavan has a special power. He is like Krishna. So you should not tell like this. You should have honor. If you cannot live by body there, you should live there by mind. And try to honor always when I will go to Vrindavan. When I go to and see and realize what is Vrindavan. Rupa Raghunath Pade, Rupa Raghunath Haide Akuti Kabe Ami Buja Bhase Jugala Priti. And up before Vishaya Charya Kabe Suddha Vayaman Kabe Ami Hera Vishi Vrindavan. All are telling that. So you will have also that same mode. When I will go to Vrindavan, when I will see, when Vrindavan will mercifully and manifest, and we will go to, when we will go to Ter Kadamba, when we will go to Bansi Bata, when we will see Bandir Bata, when we will go to Gopishwar Mahadev and all other places that Krishna has done so many marvelous and sweet pastimes. I will go to Govardhan and do parikrama, to whom he lifted down his what finger?
Little finger.
Then Brajavasijan. Who are Brajavasijan? Those who live in Vrindavan, Brajmandal. And they have so much love, affection, like Nanda Baba Yashoda. like gopis, living by body, mind and soul, and serving Radha and Krishna both jugal. They are Vrajavasi. Like Rupa, Sanatan, Raghunath are Vrajavasi. Those who live in Vrindavan, but they have no any relation with Krishna, shopping, rakshabala, murdering each other, and making Lakshmi, well, by hook and crook, cheating Vaishnavas, they are not Vrajavasi. So, Shuddha Vaishnava, those who have given up all our bhog, sense gratifications, bhog, and moksha also. And what to tell moksha? Even Vaikunth Vas, to live in Vaikunth, they have given up. And what to tell about Vaikunth Vas? They don't want to live in Golok, Dwarka, Mathura. They only want to be in Vrindavan and to serve Radha and Krishna only. They are Uttam Bhagavat. Uttam Bhagavat, you know? Uttam Bhagavat means?
First class devotee.
First
class devotee.
First class devotee. Mahabhagavat. Bhagavat. Without their mercy, we cannot enter in Prema Bhakti or Raganuga Bhakti. I am a bona fide Sadachari Brahmin. I am a Vaishnava devotee. I know everything Tattva. So I am bona fide devotee. I am not less than anyone. I can control everyone. They should not be treated as Vaishnava. Uttam Adhikari cannot tell like this. He will be so humble, so generous, and Trinadapi Sunich. You know Trinadapi Sunich? More generous, humble than gracious. This is right. You should not tell that I am Pakka Vaishnava. You should not tell. You should not have to. This is like a dambha. You will have to give up. This is called a dambha. So we should have so much priti to Rupa Sanatan, Raghunath, and all the who are living there, and who were living, everyone should be honored by us. No party killing, that he is in my group. Don't live like this. Give up all these things. These are dambha. So Raghunath Das Goswami is telling that. Give up that dambha. They are in those who are worshipping there, Rukmini, Satyabhama and Krishna. But they are bodily, they are at Vrindavan, but actually they are out of Vrindavan, they are in Dwarka. So not like this, but they are by body, they are there. They may be of any of the four sampradayas, Ramanushi sampradaya. They have some faith, no, they have faith, and they are worshipping Lakshmi Narayan, Dwarkanath and Sri Ramachandra. But they should be also honored. But in decrease, not in the same degree that first class Ustam Vaishnav and they should be. They should be treated like Prana Bandhu.
Prana Bandhu means life and soul.
And this, by doing pranam, we are good. Well, yes, I am giving them so much honor. Don't invade. And don't think that he is not in our line. Or you should not come in my temple. You should not come here and there. No. So there are sampradayik Vaishnav. Sampradayik Vaishnav, you know? Any of the four. They are. And they are serving their holy master. Lakshmi Narayan or Ram Sita or they should be on it also. So they are Sujan. Sujan. Go.
Devotee.
So we should have not any difference and we should honor. Then Bhusu. Bhusu means Brahmins. But they are even in Vaishnava Dharma, in Daiva Varnashram. We are out of Vaishnava. No. Naham vipro nacanarpati naapi vaishyo na sudra. They are not Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishnava, Brahmachari are in it. We are not Brahmachari, Sannyasi. Though I have taken Sannyasa order from my Gurudev, but I am not Sannyasi. Gurudev has told that you are not Sannyasi. You are devotee of Krishna. Bandhu. We know that we are Krishna Bhakta. Now, anything else. We are the servant of Krishna. We are a Sarupa Nitya Krishna. Only we know. We are not sannyasi or Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya. We are not Christians. We are not England Vasi or Indians or all these things. No, we are in this line, we are in this sect. You are Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti and you are in ISKCON. You are in Gaudiya Mission. You are on that. You are Ramanuji. Not Vaishnava is Vaishnava. Krishna is Krishna. Bhusurga. The Brahmins who are still living in Brahman or Vaishya or any, but they are serving Krishna. But equally they are serving all deities, all demigods. But they should be given some honor. They should not be disrespected. Krishna once told to Yadav, you know the history of Nrig Maharaj? Have you heard the name of Nrig Maharaj? There was a king. He always used to give charity lakhs and lakhs cows. Lakhs and lakhs cows daily. On count of innumerous cows he had given. One day when he was giving some cows in charity, a cow from outside it came in his that group that he was going to give. No? And he gave in charity that cow. A Brahmin came that you have given this charity cow. At first you have given to me and from my house it has fled away and has mixed in that, and again you have given to that Brahmin, you should give my cow. And now he has given to another Brahmin, he was telling that this cow is mine, you have given me. King told to the first person that I am giving lakhs cows for this cow. So you should be happy and be satisfied. No, I will take the same cow. I will not take lakhs and lakhs cow, but I am limited. He requested that Brahmin to whom he has now given. Oh, Brahmin, you my guru, you should take so many cows as you want, lakhs and lakhs cow, but don't disturb that Brahmin and return that cow and I will give you. He told that I will keep the same cow and not lakhs and lakhs cow. what to do? He become silent. What to think? Both Brahmins
become furious. Yes.
Get cross.
Curse.
Curse. That you have given, and again you are telling that no, I will not give. So you should be a
lizard.
Chitkili ban jao.
Girgit.
Why? They change their colors of mouth. Sometimes reddish, and sometimes
green, pale,
yellow, pale, and sometimes like this, and sometimes like this. So you should be that.
Lizard.
At once it became that. For thousand and thousand. But one thing he has done. In his whole life, he gave a Bhagavat Grantha, Bhagavat book written by him to any bona fide Vaishnava. And that is why he went to Dwarka and fell in a well, and he became that. What? Leopard?
Leopard.
He was so fat and so long. It was much happy about it. The middle of the day, don't know the reach. And he, thousand and thousand years, was there with soul sufferings. The Yadav sons and nephews of Krishna was playing in that forest. There were some thirsty, so came near the well and saw that whether the water is there or not. They saw and they feared. Oh, what is this? No water, only this animal. They went to Krishna and told that we were thirsty, but we saw any new animal in the well. Krishna went with them and saw, and he did his legs under the well and touched the head of that
lizard.
And he came out from the well, and so beautiful king, that same, and he did parikrama of Krishna and so many
prayers.
And then he took order from Krishna that I am now going to Vaikuntha. You have touched by your lotus
feet.
So, Krishna, the wise man asking from Krishna, who is he? What became? He became turns out as a king, and so beautiful, powerful. What is the fact? Krishna told that he was a king, giving numerous cows in charities. But he did some offenses, Brahmins. He was not carefully doing this. So in charity, in all other jokes, karma joke, there are some lucrative holes, and if they cannot save us. But in bhakti joke, no, nothing. But offenses are also there. If you are doing so much bhakti, but offenses to Guru, Vaishnava and Harinam, then you will to suffer so much more than narak, hell, more than hell. So we should be careful for this. So he is telling that Vipram Kritagasam api naivadruhiyatamamaka Gnantam bahu shapantam ma namaskuru va namaskuru nityasaha. Oh my boys, dear sons and nephews, Vipram means who have so much bhakti to me, and he is a Vipra, and also by action he is Vipra, Guna Karma Vibhagasa. Then they should be honored. If they are beating me, anyone, if Bausambarantam, abusing us.
Cursed us.
They are cursing, but yet they should be honored. We should tolerate like Prahlad Maharaj. We should tolerate like Pandavas. Duryodhan created so many troubles and so many suffering. He wanted to kill them, to take everything, but they were very satisfied, doing nothing. So we should be happy. So tolerate, we should tolerate, and doing bhakti. We should not do anything. Then they realize this fact. So we should, following bhakti, we should try to know all these things. Don't do envy to any Vaishnava who is taking Hari name. He is not bona fide. Don't mind. But this is not. Then Swamantra. We should honor Sri Mantra. That is one Guru has given. Gayatri Mantra, Brahma Gayatri Mantra, Guru Mantra, Guru Gayatri, Gaur Mantra, Gaur Gayatri, Gopal Mantra, Swaha. And Kama Gayatri, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Pancha Tattva Radharina. These are all mantras. And Mahamantra. Mahamantra is name. There is some difference between them. Mantra cannot go crossing Biraja. They cannot. Only they will make some relation to from Krishna with the Jeev and the Krishna. And they will have to cross the our birth and death, sufferings and sorrows. And Mahamantra is himself Krishna. No difference between them. Where there is Swaha, Namaha, and where there are Dahiti, Kling, Sring, Om, with them, name has been given a special power to remove all the difficulties, sorrows, sufferings, and worldly things. They are called mantra. Manana prayati jasmatiti mantra. All are man dharma. Religion of man. This is, he is mine, he is my enemy. No? All these things. This house is mine. That is to that person. This land is mine. This, that land is theirs. Like all these things. So those, the words with the plus of cling, om, vyahriti and all these things, and at the last namah swaha, they have a special power to cross the world and all sufferings and sorrow are birth and death, and have relation with Krishna. And after that they will go away. But Krishna name himself, Krishna, is a sadhak, sadhan, and also sadhya. Krishna and Radha both. So Gurudev has given. And he has given the process by which we should do. Don't neglect. You can neglect your eating, drinking, marrying, chattering to others. You should minimize all these things. Don't try to minimize all these things. Oh, any Vaishnava has come. Anyone has come for money,
collect
any money problem, and he will give me money. So I should not do my chanting, remembering mantras and all. First I should meet him. That money should become. Money should come. And then I will. No. First do your all the duties, divine duties. And after that you can do that. Secondary all these things. Because if Krishna will want, everything will come by his management. Everything. In a moment always. And we cannot manage anything. So you have belief in Krishna, Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Mantra and Krishna. If Krishna can, Krishna name and Krishna Mantra give Krishna, why they cannot give wealth, reputation and all these things? Then certainly, though you should have this faith, strong faith. This is called Saranagati. First Saranagati, then Bhakti. What is Krishna name? Krishna name? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Govinda, Gopinath, Radhakant, they are Mukhyana, meaning prominent. Patipavan, Paramatma, Brahma, these names are secondary. They cannot give Krishna faith. Patipavan, Brahma, Paramatma, Jagannath, they cannot give Krishna. Only Sri Hari, Govinda, Krishna, Radha Raman Ram, Radha Kanta, Yashoda Nandan, Brajanandan, Brajendanandan, these are prominent. By practicing them, Krishna will come and we can serve them. And in all, among all kinds of names, prominent is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare
Hare himself, herself Radhika. Krishna himself Prajendanandana Shyamshuddha. Ram Aradha Ramanata. Not yet Balaram or Dasarthi Ram. Only Radha Raman Ram. Radha Raman Hari Govinda Jai. Then Vajra Danda Sarane 1.8. The service of Radha and Krishna, Jugal Kishore. Radha Krishna Pranamod, Jugal Kishore. Jivane Marane,
Goti Ar
Nahimo. I know only Radha and Krishna. I know the purpose of Radha and Krishna. I will have to serve Radha and Krishna. I will not go anywhere else. Radhika Abdasi Jadi Ho, Yabhiman Sigri Melay Tabi Gurukulokta. If you know, you have full faith that I am Radhika Abdasi, I am the
maid servant,
Palya Dasi of Radhika. And Krishna will know, smell that she is the
maid servant
of Radhika. Then Krishna will come and, what you want? I am giving myself also to. No, I don't want you. I want to serve Srimati Radhika Mani. Then Krishna will give her. No? Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Srila Narottam Thakur and all has told like this. Now, Dambham Hitva. What is Dambha? We should know this thing. What is Dambha? Maya, Chal, Kapatta, Abhidya, Kutinta, Shatta, all come. I am explaining all these things. If you are doing bhakti to Krishna, but you want name, fame, wealth, reputation and all these things, then it is kapatata. Kapata means
hypocrisy.
We should not have this hypocrisy. Only aim and object, but there should be, I want the service of Radha and Krishna. In bhakti, karma, Gyan, Yoga, if they are prominent in our practices in bhakti, then we should know that this is avidya. Avidya means not knowledge.
Ignorance.
This is ignorance. But if you are doing bhakti, but there is prominency of karma, Yoga, Gyan, all of that. That it is not pure bhakti. So we should know that it is ignorance. So ignorance should be given up. It also a one kind of dambha. When we are doing Krishna Anushilan, but we are not honoring Vaishnavas, not name, sometimes we honorably remember the Guru mantra and sometimes not. Not actually following. And sometimes doing some offenses to Vaishnavas, then it is Maya. Maya means?
Jealousy.
Maya, illusory. We should try to give up all these things. If you will take the shelter of Shuddha Bhakti, then Varnashram, Jada Lalsa, all kinds of egos and all these are requirements for all worldly things. And Swarupram, Swarupram mentioned it? We are Atma, not this body. Everything will go up and all kinds of Dambha will go away and our Bhakti will be pure if you are following all these. Apurvarati, O mind, we should do follow Apurvarati. Apurvarati means Shraddha, then Sadhu Sangha, then after that Guru Karan, taking the shelter of Guru Karan, Diksha, and after that again Sadhu Sangha. Go on doing so. Anartha Nipritti will go, all the offenses will go gradually. And then Nishtha will come, Ruchi, Ashakti and Prem will come, Bhava will come. These are all the
line of Rati.
These are in line of Rati. Then Rati will be to Nam, Brahma, Nam, and then Goshta, Guru,
Goshta,
Alaya, Sujan, Bhosur, Harinam,
Simantra,
and Radha.
Navajinodanda.
Then these are the process. Do Sigra. Sigra means at once.
Yes,
because no, tomorrow we will may die. Don't wait for tomorrow. At once. Oh, Krishna has managed everything. So he will manage for Rati also. No harm. He will manage everything. And sitting idle. We want to test so many things. Mahaprasam, very tasteful, but not actually cooking. Don't want to cook, don't want to do anything but tasteful all these things. No, this. If you have diksha, first you should do archan and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. Yes, used to cook 65 kinds of
preparation.
Laddu, pul, ghee, achar, rabadi, manbao, kheer, manohar laddu,
amrit keli, ras keli.
Ras keli, amrit keli, you know amrit keli.
Rasmalai.
Rasmalai, all these things they used to do. Very perfect. They were. So we should be like this. So we should not think like that, oh, Krishna will manage everything. So we should be silent and doing nothing. What is the object? Sam and
sam and substance.
Substance, he is telling. You should know that the mother of all these things is Sadhu Sangha, bona fide Sadhu Sangha. If you neglect Sadhu Sangha, you will have nothing. Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, you have nothing. Your anarth will never go. For this, root of seed of Bhakti Lata has come from Sadhu Sangha. If you are not attached and honoring qualified Sadhu, bona fide Sadhu Sangha, you cannot advance in Bhakti. And without Shraddha, we cannot progress. So, you should always serve Sadhu Sangha. Don't neglect Sadhu Sangha. So, with Sadhu Sangha, we should follow and take initiation from any bona fide Guru. And serve them like Pranabandho.
Closest friend.
Not only that, we should see our Guru like Muni and give honoring him. No, serving him as bosom friends. Okay? Pritipurvak seva sushrusha. In Bhakti Ramesindhu, Vishambhena Gurau Seva, we should do so much serving to Gurudev. Dichyaguru and Shikyaguru both. There are three kinds of Vaishnavas, Makarnis, Madhyam, Uttam. Try to honor them according to their qualification and their grade. Don't take them same. Try to do honor to all, but with the degree. The qualification we should know. Any Kanishtha Vaishnava cannot know, only Madhyam Adhikari will know. So try to be Madhyam Adhikari and to honor all. If there is so much Rati in Krishna name, Brajadham, Krishna mantra, in all kinds of Vaishnavas, then your the Shraddha will develop into Nishtha, Ruchi, Ashakti. Gaur
Question. You said to honor all classes of Vaishnavas, but you also said that one who claims to be a Vaishnava but who is envious of other Vaishnavas is
you
not...
You say that he is not Vaishnava. Actually, they should not be served. They should not be taken as salvation. We should do pranam. Don't... have envy or don't disobey or don't do anything. We should pray like pranam and other sadhus, Vaishnava should be
from distance. From a distance, we look
forward. Yes.
That only the quality.
What is the time?
It is 5 hours.
Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sivasadi